Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
This way?
Yes.
Okay.
Poodle down.
Sorry, flashbacks to your run.
Yeah, so I did the winter 10K in central London, and I had a shocker of a race. I just had nothing. You know, I can't remember the last time this happened to me, but like, I swear after about 100 metres, I was like, nah, this ain't happening. So I sort of slogged around anyway. And then...
Just to step back a bit. Were you expecting that?
It was a bit of a last minute thing. I shouldn't really have expected anything else, but... I thought I'd do it sort of, you know, a bit of effort, but not terrible, you know, not flat out.
Yeah.
And in fact, a bit of effort felt like flat out.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I ran home to make it a long run, and I ran exactly through here. And I know this route so well to home.
Yeah.
It's like a thing where you know exactly how many miles you got.
And I got to
here. Yeah. And I'm like, God, the last, from the end of Battersea Park here, is 4 miles. And I was just telling myself, come on, if you get to two, you've got a bus option. Got to two, I was like, no. But oh my God, those two are 2 miles. I think they lasted 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. And how far was it from the end of the race to your house?
Oh, it was only... I think it's about 7 miles.
Yeah,
so it was like 14 total.
And when you
which in marathon training context is, you know,
yeah, it's what you're
not a lot.
Supposed to be doing. Dear listener, you're hearing the voice of Kate Carter. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Stepping in for Paul Tolkinson, who is in, he's in Ireland.
Oh, that's where he is.
Ah, should be sure. Well, that's what he's told me. He's gone on a Banshees of Inisherin away weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a fun themed thing where you go and I'm improvising that. I haven't even seen the film. But
no, nor have I.
So thank you, and lovely to see you here in, as you say, beautiful Battersea Park.
Yes, lovely, sunny, freezing day.
If you didn't bring back traumatic memories, this would be great, because it was one of these ones, it was foggy. Was it foggy for you this morning?
Yeah, really. It was still foggy when I left home half an hour ago.
It took a while to lift, and now suddenly the sun is shining.
Yeah.
I haven't got my sunglasses. You've got yours. And so the 10K was a tough one. I had a nice... Yeah. I did the run through 10K in Queen Elizabeth Park.
Oh, yes.
At the beginning of February. Well, no, a couple of weeks ago anyway.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. It was like today, it was really cold, which really helped, wasn't it?
But yeah.
I was ready for it and got a good time, but then it was interesting how much it took out of me. It always takes me by surprise how long it takes to recover from a hard run.
Yes.
Particularly when you're putting quite a lot of miles in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you go flat out, it really costs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Do you get that thing as well? I find long runs, long easy runs, I'm really tired afterwards, but I'm not actually that hungry.
Yeah.
If I do anything like hard effort, oh my God, all I can think about all day is food.
That's right. And it's like...
I'm like, I've only run 5K.
And not just all day. It's like Dom's, isn't it? You do a run and then at the evening after, the evening, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to need a double dinner.
Yeah. Whereas after a marathon, I'm like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird.
No, I'm completely the same as that. It's amazing. I can go out hungry and come home from a big long run not hungry because my body's kind of given up on the possibility of getting food.
Whole filming crew.
What are they doing?
Here.
Oh, look.
I think they've come to film us.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we look great. Today's the day. Yeah. It's always nice here. Last time you ran here was a beautiful summer's day.
Yes.
And we were talking about your world record panda run.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's still gets kind of brought up quite a lot.
Well, sorry to.
I don't think I'll ever live it down. I mean, not that I
You're
want to.
You're not supposed to live it down.
No.
The thing is, people have that information, you know, it's down there in black and white.
Yeah.
That's my panda joke for you. How long ago was that?
2019.
Oh, okay. So classic lockdown. It seems like it was about
year it was three, yeah, exactly. You're right. It feels like about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole of the sort of 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
Basically don't count, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, depends what you got up to.
Well, I did get PBs though, so that counts.
Did you get lockdown PBs?
The summer when it sort of started opening up again.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's that thing like with lockdown where you either get one way or the other.
Yeah.
Forget about running or go hardcore. And obviously I can only do my one run a day. But I don't know, I did sort of a bunch of 5K races as soon as they were allowed.
Yes.
And got PBs.
Oh, brilliant. For that. You're rocketing. This is, I'm distracted by this film crew. They're filming something.
Something quite
exciting.
Yeah.
Let's run straight through it and see if we can get told off.
I like waving like this.
Woo!
Yeah. Here's the pros here, really. Come on, guys.
I saw a film the other day. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, catering.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, we're the runners in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, nearly claimed myself. Chris is high end.
Yeah.
Well, we're in West London now, aren't we?
All these trucks and everything.
Good Lord. This is a massive production.
Yeah.
What great.
I always want to know what it is.
Yes, really need to know. We'll find someone.
Yeah.
We'll find out. It's Happy Valley 4.
He lied all along.
So, and what is that 5K PB?
18:11.
Very good.
18, yeah.
That's tasty.
I wanted to try and get under 18.
Yeah, and what
were
you?
And I was
sort
of edging towards it, and then... Kind of, you know, I think you have like a golden period,
yep.
And then maybe, you know, it just sort of tails off a bit, and I haven't got back to that yet.
No, and also there's that, it's really great to have those hard bars of the minutes or the hours, depending on what distance we're looking at.
Yeah, completely
arbitrary,
of course.
It can be very misleading. Like, if your ceiling is, you know, 18:10, that's your ceiling, doesn't it? You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Your body doesn't know about 18 minutes.
Tragically not, no.
As we know from... Well, good memory listeners will remember when we first ran with you and you were wrestling with a three-hour marathon
yes.
issue, which was entirely within this campus.
Yeah, absolutely. So my PB was 3 hours, 0 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah.
For a good, I don't know, year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah, and in anyone's book. That's a fantastic marathon time, but I shouldn't think that's the way you thought about it.
No, and it's ridiculous. I then, you know, ran under, but like by like, you know, a handful of seconds. So physiologically, the difference is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one little push somewhere for a few seconds.
Well, psychologically, you could...
Yeah.
It's enormous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's like all these... It's like all training and targets. They're very, very useful.
Yeah.
But... Only if they're just getting you where you need to be anyway.
Yeah, and they can create, like, too much pressure.
Yeah.
Which I think was my problem with it almost. It's funny, when I ran the 3 hours and 7, I was quite happy with it because it was still a big PB.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, never mind, next time. And the main problem was just that the next time kept not happening, you know?
Yeah. So at first you were like, yeah, I can do it easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had that a bit just in a much vaguer, much less... focused way.
Yeah.
When I was running fast marathons, and I just thought, oh, that was good. I'll do a better one.
Yeah.
I'll do a better one. And I didn't. But also, I just, in that process, I lost all my joy.
Yeah.
I did some marathons that I just didn't find anything good in.
Yes.
So this is my situation. It was massively exacerbated by just not knowing what I was doing and just jumping in. You know what
yeah,
I mean? I wasn't
yeah, sure.
pacing carefully or anything. But it's still, it was the chase
yeah.
that did for me.
But then sometimes as well, like I've had a bit of a thing since then. Of like, I haven't really run a fast marathon since then. I've only done a couple, one of them being the Panda one.
Yeah.
And every time I've sort of started again, I just end up getting injured or... And I just don't have the... You know, I've kind of ticked that box.
Yeah, yeah.
And mentally I think, yeah, okay, I could try and get a PB. But I know it's going to be very, very marginal.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad saying it with him not here, but I'm sure that Paul wouldn't mind me saying. I think that it's really interesting that when he got his sub three,
yeah,
it's so enormous. You wouldn't expect any kind of negative to it, but it does take a lot of fuel out of your
yeah,
tank, doesn't it?
It really did, yeah.
I kind of wonder what you're... I always think of the Hemulin, if you'll forgive me, in Finn Family Moomin Troll.
Oh, yeah.
Who, right at the beginning, he completes his stamp collection.
Yeah.
And he's gutted. And I'm like, why are you gutted?
What are you going to do now?
Well, I used to be a collector, and now I'm just an owner.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... I had it to a lesser extent last year, because the Race of the Stones was such a big thing.
Yeah.
But just the rest of the year was like... Yeah, well, then there's the rest of the year.
Yeah, you get
it's
that
a shame
sort of
to
post.
Do that with 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could sort of say to yourself, oh, well, I'll enter another race and stuff, but you need to care enough about it to... for that to be a driving force.
Yeah, you can't just stick one in.
Yeah.
So have you done a marathon since those 5Ks, since the lockdown comeback?
No, so I trained a bit for Berlin.
So you were trained a bit for Berlin in 2022? Or was it 2021?
I think it was last year. Honestly, oh God, what's time doing to me? Yeah. But at any rate, I got injured just before,
right.
And I wasn't going to be going for an amazing time.
Right.
Certainly not PB. But I got one of those annoying injuries that's badly timed.
Right.
Like a few weeks later, I was fine. It wasn't a big thing.
It just kind of covered the moment.
Yeah. I actually started it because I was going out anyway with friends and, you know, everything was booked. So I thought, well, I might as well. Like, with the physio's approval.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, yeah, you could try. You're not going to... If you're in pain, stop.
And what was the injury? But
it was just a... God, you know, I barely even remember now. It was a sort of foot into Achilles kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I rested for a full week before. Yeah, she sort of said, look, you know, if it doesn't hurt, you're not going to damage yourself, that's fine.
Yes.
If it does hurt, stop. And I got to like 5 miles and I was just like, nah. Even the adrenaline wasn't, you know,
yeah,
doing
yeah,
anything.
Yeah. But it's also, you know, in the long game that we're talking about, there's a certain, I'm sure it didn't feel like that then.
Yeah.
But there's a certain luxury to the fact that you've done your winning marathons.
Yes, I suppose you've
got
nothing to prove.
And you were able to say, okay, so we'll let that one go.
Yeah.
You know, another time that would have felt like the end. You know,
yeah.
Like, what am I
doing?
Oh,
I mean,
now?
I still burst into tears and cried over my friend. Snotted
this
all over
time
my shoulder.
You were crying rather yeah. than just
yeah.
getting teary eyes in the cold
in
weather.
The sun, yeah.
Well, I've never enjoyed... I was kind of telling you this in my head before I came over. I've never enjoyed an international marathon.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's my bad. I think I build too much into it. I get tired going there.
Just is that because you've always done them as like goal races?
Yes, but also being me without the kind of couch of doing it properly.
Right, okay.
And yeah, that, I mean, Berlin was because I was just there to go
yeah.
as fast as I possibly could. And I did. And then just, you know, but I really
yeah.
was, my mindset was all off. I was having a rubbish time from like the Friday night, you know.
Yeah. And sometimes even just going somewhere like that, travelling like that is a pressure.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a goal.
And in New York this last time.
Yeah.
I had such a nice weekend. But the marathon was so tough.
Oh, it's a tough course, that.
Yeah, it? And yeah. the waiting. I think the waiting at the start cost so much.
Oh, is it cold?
Yeah, and yeah. just nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
Jet lag.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I'll go to New York as soon as possible, but I don't think I'll ever do the marathon again.
That's funny. I did it, my second marathon was New York, and I do remember it being really tough.
Yeah.
But now, luxury of hindsight and sort of rosy-tinted, enough years have passed. I'd like to do that one again.
Well, that's what I did. Yeah, I went back. I thought the first time it was because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
It was just as horrible this time.
Yeah, I think perhaps I didn't know what I was doing in a good way.
Yeah.
Like naivety is sometimes
absolutely.
A good thing.
Well, yeah. The trouble with the naivety is that you can't curate it once it's
no,
gone. It's
no,
gone.
No, exactly.
And in my case, that's when I was definitely at my fastest.
Yeah.
Was when I really didn't know what I was doing.
Damn it.
But let's face it, I probably just didn't know how to time it. And
yeah.
Just told myself crazy lies. Yeah, I think I'm finished.
Well, you believe them.
Marathon, 19 miles, no trouble. So, have you done all the marathon majors?
Yes, I have, yeah. Brilliant. I've got my big bling.
Very good. See, I was daydreaming about that at one stage, but I never thought I was going to make it to Tokyo anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that was my favourite, I think.
I think, yeah.
I mean, London is favourite in a different way.
Yeah.
But Tokyo was amazing. I think because I did it I did it in the run-up to what I thought would be my Serb 3.
Yeah.
So it was the sort of, after I'd done Berlin and come really close. And I had this amazing spring where everything just clicked. I was getting PBs weekend after weekend. Literally just ridiculous. And I went to Tokyo, and I did it as my long run.
Yeah,
before
great.
London, which I was
so
gonna,
you were at the height of your fitness, but you took the pressure off yourself.
Yeah, and that's my then beautiful. Coach said, right, you can run it. He, you know, sort of sensible effort. But no faster than 3:22. So I ran it in exactly 3:22.
Oh, that's and it felt like a day off.
Yeah, honestly, it felt
people who fight their whole lives for four or four and a half are going, damn it.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I don't know if it is just kind of that I've forgotten. There must have been bits where I was like, oh, come on, this is, you know, we're in the 20s now.
Yeah,
it's always going to be tough.
But if you're running within your power,
it's
not going to feel the same, is it?
No, and I suppose I was just, you know, long run trained. And my memory of it was like cruising the whole way.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel a bit like that. I keep saying, oh, you did this, I did this. But it's true that... And 3 weeks before New York, so this connects to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
That is kind of how I remember the last York Marathon.
Yeah.
But it was, and this is more recent, it's quite clear in my mind, Morning Magpie.
Yeah.
And it definitely was tough, of course, in the inverted commas second half, you know, 20 to 26. But yeah, I just felt like I had it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I enjoyed it so much and felt so strong.
Yeah.
To 2021. That it was, it was difficult, but
you only had to grit your teeth
hanging
in
there there's a difference, there's not a fine line, it's quite a broad line between finding it really hard and just putting one foot in front of the other, and thinking, I'm done,
totally.
I want to go home, you know, I'm coming off the
you're just fighting,
off the course
not to
and pulling a cab, and I'm never running again,
yeah,
it sounds dramatic, but we've all been there.
Oh, God, yeah.
You went there after the 10K on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I got home on Sunday. I don't think I've ever done this before. Normally when I get home and I'm just, you know, your body's done.
Yeah.
I kind of sit down on the sofa for a bit, get a bit warmer so my renals doesn't go crazy, and then get in a hot bath. This time I was just like, crawled up the stairs and got into bed.
Wow.
And didn't get out for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
My kids are like, you're going to have a shower.
Yeah, and I'm going to wash the sheets, but give me a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got memories coming around here of doing a run through 10K in here.
Yeah.
And this is the lap.
Oh, yeah. Then you go down here on the left and
that's a really
finishing.
Nice event. I'll do that again.
It is, but that finishing straight. My God, it feels long when you're at the limit.
Picture of it. I'm just peel off and get it as we go. Oh, yeah, that's right. If you laid it out.
I did a bunch of races here last summer with the Vets AC.
You're right.
And that's the finishing straight beyond there. And oh, my God. You know, they're not cheating you. It is exactly the distance it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But you're like, I swear this is more than 5K.
Also, I think, again, that naivety when I was here, I didn't know didn't know the park.
Yeah.
So I felt like we were wiggling and wagging around going to all these exciting new places. I've seen it on the map. It's just a rectangle.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So and you're doing the London Marathon.
I am, yeah. Funnily enough, I didn't really... I was sort of a bit, I don't really know if I've got a place, because I had a place for COVID year.
Right.
2020.
Yep.
Which obviously didn't happen.
Yep.
And then I didn't... I think at the next one I could have used it, but I didn't. I was injured, I think.
Yep.
And then I got an email saying, oh, by the way, your 2020 place is still valid. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, is that good or
and
bad?
When was this? When did you
well,
have
I didn't
to...
confirm. There was a slightly... I think I misread the email. I was a bit confused.
Yep.
But it was confirmed sort of at the start of this month. And if I'd kind of asked, or had used half a brain cell, I'm sure I would have known before then. So yeah. Entirely
well,
my fault.
Yeah, I thought mine was... I thought I had it all lined up, but they got in touch and said... Can you confirm your place? I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite good. It's quite, what should we say, clarifying.
Yes.
I'm definitely doing that.
Yay! Oh, then a moment of, oh no.
Mine's a funny one because it's, I'm going for another 2 marathon month.
Oh yes.
Which did that in, had it lined up in 2020.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, which led to where you were. Was, you know, like a dragster on the start point waiting for those 5Ks. I came out of lockdown with... You know, running slower, more miles.
Yeah.
Because I held the taper. And then, as best I could. And anyway, so I did 2 marathons back to back, autumn 21.
Yeah.
2 weeks apart. And I really liked it. It felt really good. One was fast and the other one was, it was a little bit like Hill Tokyo in that I just sort of strolled it and it was still
felt good,
a perfectly good run, you know. Stroll is strong, but you know what I'm saying.
So yeah.
And anyway, so now I've got Brighton and then London 3 weeks later.
Okay.
But my York, New York thing, that was 3 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And I think I'm part of the New York thing is that I was blasé.
Yeah.
So I'm currently trying to get my head around what I want from this season.
Yes.
Because I kind of had both these marathons in as... long runs ahead of my next ultra, which is 50k in Brecon Beacons.
I'm doing a 50k as well.
Oh, when's that?
I swore I'd never do one. I don't know what's happened to me.
Yeah, it's, who are we becoming?
Yeah.
What have you got lined up and when?
I'm doing there's a UTMB race called the Mozart 100.
Yes.
In Salzburg. And there's a baby, not 100, Mozart 50.
Yeah.
Half a Mozart, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a Mozart.
Yeah.
It's more slightly less.
I feel like there must be some musical, like a Demi Mozart or something.
Da 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 da. I dare you, if you're there and you're not enjoying it, to go, oh bloody hell!
That's Beethoven.
I'm so ashamed. I'm gonna have to go home. Honestly, the whole. We're gonna have to edit that out.
Oh, we're coming back to the film crew now.
Well, let's count ourselves back in.
Yeah.
Einer, Kleiner, Nacht music. yeah, there's some Mozart. Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, so what we got to find out this time what they're filming and why.
Yes. And just pointing to our very professional microphones. We are media.
Yeah, we're part of this, as you can see from our face dribbles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to... Salzburg's gorgeous as well.
Yes.
When is that?
June, I think. I'm being very blasé about it because I can't really think about it because I think I'll panic.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Yeah. So, and also, it's got like a crazy long cut-off and it's not particularly technical.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it how traily is it?
I think if I can run bits and walk bits, I'll be okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's a lady here with a high vis and the thing. I'm going to ask. I'm going to do it.
No, she's got a lanyard.
Yeah, exactly. Hi there. What's happening here today? What's happening here today? What are you filming? Oh, nice. Trying to pick out some costumes now. Nice.
Is it like a film or a TV show film?
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks. Any other special secrets you can tell us?
Famous
any international
actors?
Superstars here today? No, what use is that? And if we go to catering, will they be able to tell that we don't work here? I've blown
it. We look so professional.
I know, we've got microphones and everything. Thank you. A 70s set film.
We should have run through with like the 70s, the 118 guys.
Yeah, that's good.
That would have been
look. I don't want to get. I'm going to name the athlete, but of course I'll get it wrong. And after Mozart, it would be so shameful.
Oh, 70s. Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking of Marathon Man. And you know the funny thing about Dustin Hoffman in Marathon Man? He's this obsessive runner who's obsessed with marathons. And he's never run one.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't think I've ever seen that film.
Oh, it's really good. I saw it in classic of the era style. Taped it off the telly and watched it over and over again when I was about 5-10 years too young.
Did you have a... So, like, when you taped things on VHS, we had, like, a filing card system that you had to write down what was on each... Like, my dad had this whole numbered system.
Yeah, no, it wasn't as efficient as that. We
always forgot and then got into terrible trouble.
Oh, for taping something over. Yeah. No, there was a... I was on a kids' game show.
Yeah.
When I was about 1984. And it's so funny to watch it. When we watched it again, because I put it in my first Edinburgh show.
Yeah.
So we had to get the VHS and cut it down. And as it finishes, the screen goes, you know, the huge, horrific sort of scrub of grainy black and white sparks. And then it was replaced by Wham! Getting interviewed on an open-top bus.
Amazing.
And then that goes, and then it was replaced by Torval and Dean doing the bolero.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's
what
like
a vintage piece.
We should just put it in the ground and say, there you go, 1984, time capsule.
Time capsule. That must have been around the time when... So my dad entered... So I grew up in Putney, and there was like... Putney Common had like a fair that was not a fun fair, there was like community stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a driving competition for Wandsworth Driver of the Year.
Nice.
And my dad got through to the final, and the first prize was a car, and the second prize was a VHS player, which gives you a sense of how expensive they were.
And how exciting.
Yeah.
They were.
So me and my sister were like, don't win! come second! Yeah. And then we were really gutted. He went and won it.
He won a car.
No, what use was a car for us? We had a car.
That's fantastic. We've got a car.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a blooming car. Our friends over the other side of, you know, the square where I lived.
Yeah.
They had one of the first video recorders. And, of course, what did they get? The big mistake you could make if you were an early adopter.
Betamax.
Much better technology.
Yeah, what was the DVD version of that? There was DVD and...
Blu-ray or earlier than that, Laserdisc.
Laserdisc, that's the one I'm thinking of, yeah. Because Blu-ray still had a bit of credibility, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, you can still get them.
Yeah.
But Laserdisc, no.
No.
I think also Laserdisc is right on the cusp of when... Instead of looking forward to the future, we started living in it.
Yeah.
So Laserdisc, even when it came out, it sounded slightly ridiculous. Yeah. Like, what do you want me to buy, a ray gun? What is this?
It was sort of Back to the Future stuff, wasn't it? Martin McFly on his hoverboard would have had a Laserdisc or two.
It's amazing how data storage is so absolutely at the heart of what happened. You know, we thought 50 years ago it would be about... You know, food coming in pills and living in space.
Yeah.
But it's really just about how small you can make songs.
Piece of information. Yeah. That's so true.
It changes everything.
Yes, why have they not done the same thing for food?
Yeah, that's
right. Like the same logic, you'd have like a pill. But the logic, I suppose, would be you'd have the pill, but it would still taste like the three-course meal.
Yes.
So it's more like Willy Wonka than space food.
Yeah, exactly. That's the magic. And you still see it, you know, Ray in Star Wars adds a bit of water to a bit of powder and it turns into a thing.
Yeah.
But it's a very mid-20th century idea of what happens in space. I think if we did actually have to go and eat in space, it would be a lot more like, and now people who know what goes on will be clapping their hands to their forehead again. Imagine it being a little bit more like going to the high seas in an Elizabethan galleon, you know.
Yes.
So we've got 80 barrels of salt beef.
Yeah.
They should be able to live on Mars for about 3 months.
I was listening to something the other day, and they were talking about how NASA spacesuits, or all spacesuits, have like a nose scratching pad, because apparently you can literally drive you insane if you can't scratch your nose. Oh, this is sort of low tech.
So you kind of just lean forward and go.
Yeah, like a cat, I think.
Yeah, it's great. You don't hear about that.
No.
They don't mention that in the right stuff. And they don't talk much about going to the toilet either.
No.
You'd have wanted one of those in your panda head.
That would have been good, yeah. Little sort of forehead mopper.
Although, I know that the world records people are so strict, they probably would have said, wait a minute, no scratcher.
Yeah, is that like the Guinness World Record equivalent of doping?
Yeah.
Performance enhancing no scratcher.
Yep. And oh, you miss it. I had to stop and scratch my nose at 23 miles.
Yeah, would have got a PB, but...
So talking to PBs, we came away from London. So Salzburg's in June.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to think about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's your first, going to be your first 50K?
Yep.
Exciting.
First ultra, yeah.
I think it's, here we go. I know we're not talking about it, but I will say, I think it's a bit risky.
Yeah.
Because you're good at marathons, that it's not that much longer than a marathon and it's not particularly traily. That temptation to...
Oh, I think I don't worry. I mean, as soon as you put a hill in front of me, that temptation goes.
Oh, good.
I'm like, you know how Mariah Carey famously didn't do stairs?
Yes.
I'm like that with hills.
Unless you're broken and there's a bed at the top.
Well, yes, and even then I'd probably crawl backwards or something. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm like the joke of my running buddies. I'll like literally run a 5 mile detour to avoid a small hill.
Yeah. Well, I think that I do these days. I do enjoy a tiny bit of gradient on a fast short run than I used to.
Yeah.
But we're not talking hills.
Yeah.
We're just talking a little bit some
incline.
Dynamics.
Yeah.
So you can think I'm pushing here and
but
I'm taking
I'll get
it easy
back.
Here.
Yeah.
But it's within the needle is just
yeah.
It's just waggling a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
And of course, you get to proper hills. On a ultra distance, you're supposed to walk up them.
Yes, I'm down with that.
Yeah, I had that. I was running in the Yorkshire Dales on Sunday, and there was only one steep bit, and I got to it on the way back. I found it going down. It was like, oh heck, this is steep. And in fact, I was listening to Connected by the Stereo MCs.
Yeah.
And the backing vocalist was saying over and over again, stumble, you mad fall. So I was like, I know! I had to rub it in. Anyway. And on the way back, I thought, wow, this is trail training. I should walk. And I felt very conflicted.
Yeah.
Anyway, I ran up it. and something in my calf went doink. I was like,
oh no.
See?
Yeah. See? Not good for you, hills.
Yeah. So there we go.
Come with a health warning.
But yeah, so we're both in a similar situation, looking at London, going, ah, we are doing the London Marathon.
Yeah.
So, and it's of course the London Marathon itself is making a return to the spring.
Yes. Yes, well, sort of back to the normal schedule now, isn't it?
Yeah.
No more crazy two in a year.
Because I did it. I did a virtual London Marathon in 2020.
Yeah.
Real London Marathon 2021.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do it last year, but I was on the Cutty Sark watching it go past.
Oh.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
Such an experience. I've heard it so many times from my family, but I've never been there. Spectator, and it's so moving.
I watched it last year as well. But you see, this confirms my theory. The Cutty Sark only exists on London Marathon Day. Never seen it outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Rest of the year, they fold it up. It's actually like a elaborate pop-up.
Yeah, yeah.
They fold it up and they put it away.
And then, so you think that, but I was definitely on deck. So
yeah, but that was because London Marathon
bill,
Day.
But it was on the day, that's right.
That's when the magic
To quote
happens.
Gareth in Four Weddings and a Funeral, it's Brigadoon, it's bloody Brigadoon. Well, maybe that's because it's 2 in 6 months.
Yes.
Maybe it won't be there this time.
Oh, yeah, maybe they've used up their magic, possibly, yeah.
That's
no, it is amazing watching
running past it,
isn't
it? That's not the Cutty Sark, that's the Mary Celeste.
Yeah, that's where it went.
Iceberg! Now we're really mixing up all our boats. So, yeah, good theory. I think you're right. Where were you watching last London Marathon?
Just on the highway. So, you know, there's that switchback, so you can see people at like 14 miles or whatever it is, and then 22-ish.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
So you can see your teammates, your friends twice.
Yes.
Without moving.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Hopping around and seeing.
Yeah,
more than
I find
once.
That idea a bit stressful.
Yeah.
Crowds and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather just sit and stand and watch.
Yeah,
yeah, it's amazingly emotional, isn't it?
It really is. And of course, it's incredibly emotional when you do it, but it's a very different journey. And of course, when it's you, it's lovely to be surrounded by all that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of behind a... You've got a force field of your own problems, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly.
Problems is the wrong word, of your own experience.
Yeah. And you're in your own little sort of bubble.
Yeah. And then
it might be a happy bubble, it might be a world of pain.
And you watch all those people, and you're getting all of that. You kind of fall in love with every single one of them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of, all the story is going past you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, it really is amazing.
So, what are you going to, what's it going to be like? What's your plan? What's your schedule? Are you going to make sure you don't run it any faster than 3:22?
I honestly think I'm just going to get around, try and enjoy it. Maybe if I get into feeling kind of consistent and a good enough shape to trust myself, I will maybe offer to pay somebody.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A friend or something. Although even then, only if I feel I can.
You can do it.
Do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you've got
to
be. You can't let them down.
No, but it'd be a good way to kind of formalise your own pace in a useful way.
Yeah, exactly.
Without necessarily breaking yourself on the wheel and going faster than you're
and
ready
I actually
go.
Think one of my favourite Londons that I've done was pacing Sophie Rayworth.
Oh, yes.
It's just sort of, I don't know, you just kind of, maybe it's because it just takes you out of yourself.
Yeah.
Like that awful thing in a marathon where you do go into your own little world.
Into
and,
a little tunnel, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But because you're thinking about someone else,
yeah,
it does. It's actually selfishly good for you as well.
Yeah, yeah. Just the pacing relationship.
Yeah,
it just kind of grounds you within the run. And also, you know, saying after what we were just saying about, you know, it's a third way, isn't it? Because you've got doing the marathon.
Yeah,
you're in your own little bubble. Watching the marathon, you're looking at 50,000 stories.
Yeah.
But if you're in some relationship with someone who's going at a similar speed to you, particularly if it's like a pacing thing, so it's not, we're not talking chatting or sharing a costume or something, but it just grounds you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah,
because I've done, you know, had relationships with pacers, not like that, in the Yorkshire Marathon, which is something I've never really done in my running.
Yeah,
and it just leads to good runs.
Yeah, I actually did my first official pacing recently. I did the Royal Parks.
Oh, yeah. What a lovely run that is.
It's a lovely run. And the really lovely thing I realised when I did it was, so I was pacing 1:45.
Yeah.
And almost to the day, It was 10 years since my first half marathon, uh-huh. which was Royal Parks.
Yes.
Which I ran in about 1:45. So there was a lovely kind of cyclical whatever moment.
And when you pace like that, you know, properly,
yeah.
I know so little about it. Do you, how much headspace do you give yourself? Like, would you say to yourself, I can probably run this in 1:35, so I'll pace one.
Yes, I think you have to be, I think there's a sweet spot with pacing. You want to be at a pace that you consider, for you, to be a sort of easy run pace.
Yeah.
But not actually too slow.
No, because you can't drive along dabbing the brakes,
as it were. And your gauge of pace goes completely off.
Yeah, and you'll tire yourself out.
Yeah.
Trying
and you just don't really... You just don't really kind of have the rhythm of knowing, yeah, I'm definitely just consistently running here. You just keep having to slow down or look at your watch, and, you know, and you don't want to be giving off nervous, I don't know what I'm doing,
you don't
kind
want
of
to,
vibes.
They want to feel like you don't have to think about it. Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. You want your pacer, however much they may be kind of having a bad day, you want them to look like they're finding it easy, right?
Yeah.
Because if they're not finding it easy, then that's like... I don't know, I think you must kind of psychologically just sort of absorb this sense that it's not easy.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. One more time round?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We know everything about the film crew, so we can be really blasé this time.
Yeah, yeah, just us again.
Unless she calls out to us, oh, by the way, Brad Pitt's arrived.
Brad! Oh, can he wait? Because we're just doing another lap.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see him in a minute.
Yeah.
Brad, cut.
Yeah.
Take five. So you don't know yet if you were to pace what that pace would be?
No. I'll wait and see. Yeah. See how it goes.
I will be chasing you down later to find out, though.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm kind of battling a bit of a long run hate at the moment, generally.
Yeah.
Just being out of the habit of it, maybe? I don't know.
Get some pictures of these.
Oh, yeah,
parts.
Look!
They're here!
Gorgeous!
It's begun! Spring has sprung! Oh, I don't think I've seen any snowdrops yet, funnily enough. But I've heard tell of such things. And just as our run comes to an end.
Perfect. Look at that.
Yeah, we've done just under six.
Lovely.
Just under an hour. In fact, look at that.
Oh, perfect. Running
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.